And if you have a clear path, a clear vision, and these a really strong desire to integrate these core values, the less likely you are to stray from your path. The less likely you are to say, well, you know, I really don't know what I want or what I stand for, so anything will do. Time for another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. If you're new to my podcast, thank you for joining us. And my name is Shelley, and I am your host. This week, we're going to talk about self-awareness still, but we're going to talk about a certain element of self-awareness, core values, one of my favorite subjects. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that I have dropped a new course on habits, create better habits. And for my listeners, I am giving a 20% discount on the already ridiculously low price if you use the coupon code HABITS. And I'm going to drop all that information in the show notes, so be sure to look down there. Okay, on to core values. I've been thinking about this, and particularly this week, I'm going to be having a conversation in two different Facebook groups about core values. I remember it's been a few years back that I did workshops with women on core values, finding your core values. I just remember being so, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know if it was really sad, but I was really surprised at how emotional these women would get, because I walked them through the exercise, which I'm going to walk you through in a moment. They would cry. And when they would then process the exercise, they said, I'm not being my true self. I am not living these core values that I really want to live, and I don't know why. I don't know what's happening in my life where I am saying, this is how I am, and this is important to me, and this is how I want to be. I'm not walking the walk. They don't understand, and they would just get really sad. So I think it's just really important, and it's important to us for women over 50, and I've said this before, is because when you go decades always doing what someone else wants you to do, it's really difficult to find your true self. And I think I told a story back in one of my podcasts about my first husband. I met him, I was really young. I was floundering about. I had no clue. I had no guidance from my family. And my mother said, you need to marry that boy. He'll calm you down. And I married him because that's what she wanted me to do. Now, did I want to do that? Probably not. But I was like, well, I guess this option is as good as any. And then, you know, we go through our lives and we just sort of sleepwalk through it, and we take on other people's values and ideas and how they think that our lives should be. And we just sort of, you know, we just sort of morph into that. And we don't really know that we're doing it. It's just so gradual that it's like, you know, you could be at home and you've got your stereo down really low, and then you'll walk by and you'll, you know, just up the volume a little bit. And then a couple minutes later, you'll up the volume a little bit. And no one really notices because it's so gradual that they don't really notice what's happening. That's the same thing with us, women over 50, in our lives, when we have just taken on all these other values and ideas and things in our lives. We've just absorbed them. Maybe they're us and maybe they're not. So this whole core values thing, I think, is really important. Before I walk you through the exercise, I want to also say that core values isn't about who you are when people ask you the question and you answer, oh, I'm a teacher, or I'm so-and-so's partner, or I am a mom or a grandmother. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about the surface things like, well, I'm really friendly, or I'm nice, or I'm outgoing. I'm talking about what is deep down inside of you, deep down inside of you, based on the core areas of your life. So it could be finances, it could be health, it could be family, it could be relationships, it could be your faith or your spirituality, and it changes over time. For example, my kids are all grown and off the payroll. They're in their own households with their own kids. I don't worry about them anymore. While my family is important to me, that's good. That area is good. And now at the age of 57, I'm looking to the second phase of redesigning my life. So what's that going to look like? Is that retirement? Is that a second career? So our big areas are going to change, but our core values really shouldn't change that much. So when you're walking through this exercise, the first thing I want you to do is think, what are the big areas in my life I need to work on? And you're going to incorporate your core values into those. Would walk these women through this exercise, and they would have a document that had a big list of values. And it wasn't, a finite amount. They could add whatever values they wanted to that. And then they would pick about 25 or 30. And after they were done with that, they would take these 25 or 30 core values and they would group them into like categories. So they would put a theme to these. So perhaps there was a health theme, a wellness theme, a finance theme, a family theme, and they would group all of these. And then they would just pick a couple from each group that really resonated with them. So they only ended up with 5 to 10 core values. And then I would have them rate their core values on how much they had integrated them into their lives. So, for example, let's say my core value is personal development. On a scale of 1 to 5, how often do I incorporate personal development in my life? 1, not at all, or 5, every day. So they would rate the core values that way, then they would come up with a score, a percentage of how much these values were actually in their lives. That's when women would look at their score and their core values and they would cry. Some of them would, because, like I had said earlier, they weren't living their core values, even though they were so drawn to this one, to these values, because deep down inside somewhere was that woman 20, 30 years ago, that was important to her, and she had lost that along the way. While it made the women sad, it also was a wake-up call. And then we would have a conversation about, okay, so personal development is important to you, but you're not doing it. Let's explore why. And then let's explore an avenue to get you to integrating that core value fully into your lives. It was a really good exercise, and I would love for you to go through this and then, let me know how this worked for you. And another reason these core values are important that you figure this out with this exercise that I walked you through. Many years ago, my job was providing dating violence programs to middle school girls. And one of the things that I talked to the girls about all the time was finding your path. Finding, like I'm talking to you about, finding your core values. Because there are going to be days that you're on the fence, that you're walking this line of a place that you want to be and a place that you shouldn't be because it goes against who you are. And if you have a clear path, a clear vision, and a really strong desire to integrate these core values, the less likely you are to stray from your path. The less likely you are to say, well, I really don't know what I want or what I stand for, so anything will do. Or if you're not really fully immersed in that core value and it's not really that important to you, then you're going to be led off that path. And let me tell you, listeners, I have been led off the path one too many damn times, and I have finally made a decision in my life that that's not going to happen anymore because it has caused me a whole lot of trouble, in particularly in my 40s. So a big part of self-awareness is knowing understanding, and fully integrating all of your core values into your life. So I would love to hear if you did the exercise, what you thought about it. You can email me. You can email me. I'll put my email down in the show notes, and let's have a conversation about that. All right, friends, until next time, stay awesome.